Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. These days, it's difficult to open a newspaper, or if you're an online news reader, peruse a news website without coming across some business leader or elected official bemoaning the fact that the U.S. is just not producing enough people with technical skills to keep the U.S. in the front of the world pack, as China, Europe, and the former Soviet republics keeping advancing their technical capabilities in this increasingly digital world. This kind of moaning is particularly evident here in Maine of late, as politicians and university system officials seem to champion turning the state's public colleges into job training institutions. So, suppose we take these concerns seriously. Or, putting it more precisely and personally, suppose that a person is looking for a way to get one of these high-paying, in-demand technical jobs, particularly those that involve computer coding in one way or another. And suppose that such a person doesn't have the money or schedule flexibility to head for a post-high school institution of learning to get those skills. Are there any alternatives? Glad you asked, because there are a boatload of them on the web. There are lots of opportunities to learn to code in any of the many computer and web languages used in today's digital world. Some cost money, but many don't. And some that do cost money make a portion of their offerings available for free to entice users to move on to their higher level courses. Today, let's take a look at some of the sites that offer coding resources for free. Now, before we begin, it's important to note that learning to code, whether to be able to produce and maintain new websites, to write a new game that'll make $1 million eventually, or to simply be able to get a job maintaining and improving already existing software is not a simple task, especially if we're doing it on our own. The experience of massive open online courses, or MOOCs, has shown that thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of people, sign up for free courses from the likes of Harvard or Stanford or MIT, but only a very small portion of those people actually finish those courses. So, for those who are excited to begin learning to code, keep in mind that while the web may provide the resources, the user has to provide the resourcefulness and the stay-with-itness to make use of those resources. Let's begin with the types of coding that allow us to prepare and maintain web pages. There are, of course, many good software programs that make laying out web pages fairly simple. Some programs are very capable and save users from having to code at all if they don't want to. Programs like Dreamweaver, Freeway, Sandbox, and the list goes on. These are full-fledged web design programs, and they cost money to purchase. There are also sites on the web where one can build web pages for free, such as Wix.com and Moonfruit.com. While these are all good ways to set up a web page or even a website, they aren't going to help anyone get a good-paying job, or, for those interested, to better understand how the things we use every day in the web actually work. For that, we have to get under the hood and understand a bit about the key technologies that make web pages work. There are a variety of coding languages that make web pages look and work like they do. HTML, which stands for Hypertext Markup Language, and CSS, which stands for Cascading Style Sheets, are what make web pages look the way they do. Now, before you say that those kinds of things are too complicated for you to muck around with, ask yourself whether you use a word processor. All word processors, at the root, begin with simple text, and then they mark it up in different ways. That's why we can save our documents in different formats like DOC or RTF. Word processors simply take the text that we type in and apply sets of rules about how the text is to appear and where it's to appear in the document. Ever wonder why you can instantly change something you just typed from bold to italic, or to a different typeface entirely? How about when you instantly double space what was a single space page? The word processor is simply applying different rules about appearance and position to the text that you typed in. It's just hiding that process from us. HTML applies rules for the same purpose to web pages. CSS lets you essentially set up what in a word processor would be style sheets for the text that you put on a web page. So, where can we learn how to get competent with these tools so that we can design, modify, and troubleshoot web pages, or simply understand how web pages work? Here are a few good places to check out. Don't worry if you're driving or don't have a pencil at the moment. These will all be listed on the Electronic Cottage page for today's program in the WERU Public Affairs Archive, which you can find, of course, at weru.org. If one site could be considered the grandparent of free learn-to-code websites, it's probably w3schools.com. The site was founded in 1998, originally by a father and son, and is still family-owned today. The site is especially good for beginners. It's located at w3schools.com. Another good site is codeacademy.org. Both W3 Schools and Code Academy are on-demand sites, which means that a user can access their materials on their own anytime they want. If you're a person who might do better in a more formal environment, take a look at courses available through udacity.com, U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. The course materials are always free to access. For some courses, though, a user can also enroll in the course for a fee. In the enrolled courses, the user gets feedback, a coach, access to other students, and other more interactive benefits. This short list just scratches the surface of resources for those who'd like to learn to code, whatever their reasons might be. We'll take a look at more and different types of learning to code sites right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.